Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. Shir is Lelui Nishmas, my wife's grandfather, Reb Zev Ben Tzvi Halevi, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, who was Nifter last week. We're holding him in Menachas Daf Chof Alef. The Gemara in the end of Amud Alef says that maybe you have to put in the Mincha a lot of salt. And the Gemara says, Omar Ravo Yechol Tevunehu, will be Tevunehu. What does it mean? Omar Vashi Yechol Yiten Boi Tam Kebino, will he give it so much taste like Bino? Pina means understanding. Talmud loyma timlach, you don't have to put so much salt. What is the connection between salt and bina? Bina means understanding. How does salt have to do with bina? So I saw in a few svarim they send to the Noi de Biyudo. The Noi de Biyudo, the Agdomo, the Noi de Biyudo Tanino, the Ben HaMechaber, the son of the Noi de Biyudo, Shmuel, he writes there something in the name of his father. So the Gemara in Kiddushin of Chavteh says, if a person has to choose what to spend money on, to teach himself Torah or to teach his son Torah, who koidim l'noi comes first? So says Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im b'noi zoriz umimulach v'talmudim iskayim b'yadoi, if the son is zoriz, as b'sizus, he can keep his Torah, and there comes the lashon mimulach, b'noi koidim, his son comes first. So says Rabbi Yehuda, what does it mean mimulach? Mimulach lashon of milicha, of salt. What does salt have to do with knowing how to learn? So the Rabbi Yehuda says that a person is born with some chachma, but then how do you implement and use the chachma? That is different koichis hanefesh, which is similar to salt. The same way when you have food, if you put in it a lot of salt, so it has one taste. You put a little salt, you have a little taste. And the amount and measurement of salt is going to be what gives the taste of the food. So also in the seichel of Adam, a person can be very smart, can have a lot of wisdom. But the way he implements it depends on how much ingredients does he use. And he used the word chemistry. It depends on the chemistry that you have in the Adam. So he says, that's the pshat in the Gemara in Mimulach. Mimulach means, harbech chilkei melach, meaning he has a lot of these ingredients that he's able to implement and utilize his wisdom. So here's where you see that melach, salt, and bina come together. So in Shut HaRavaz, in the chelek called Yalkut HaChanoichi, he brings his Noi Debiyud to explain our Gemara. That's what it means, latin tam kebino, that salt and bina go together. It brings another example to this, like Gemara in Shabbos says, l'chitechol alo kur demilcho. When you're going to go and eat a certain amount of salt, then you'll understand what I said. What has to do with melach? Because melach is the how you make something taste better. In the seichel ha'adam, there is some chemistry which is equivalent to melach and makes a person understand better. My Rebbe, Rav Moshe Shapir Zitzal, he said a little different shot. It's brought down in the sefer I put out last year, Nechus Yomo and Maimer Lamites. And he says over there that all the taimim in the world come from Torah. Divrei Torah is the shayrish of all the taimim in the world. That's what he brings the name of the Vilna Gaon. Brings the lashon of the Gemara in Baba Kama. The Rav Nachman says he made a mistake when he did halacha because lo achal basar de Torah. I didn't eat the meat of a bull, so I wasn't able to paskin well. Meaning that all the tastes in the world connect to Torah. So if he didn't taste well in the world, he's missing in the time of Torah. And he says that's the pshat in the Gemara, liten tam kibino. Bino is the understanding of something. And all the tastes of the world depends on your understanding because Torah and taste come together. Through learning Torah, a person connects the taste of the world, and through the taste of the world, a person connects to Torah. So they relate to each other. So when you say the 10 tam kebina means, I want to come and put salt and give some taste to the carbon, that will mainly affect the Torah as well. And he says specifically about carbonus, it's even more so, because all the shefa yorim min ha-shamayim comes from the carbonus. So the same way Torah is the shurish of tam, so the carbonus is the shurish of tam, so mainly tem tam, we talk about timing of carbonus, we connect him to bino, which is the avona in Torah. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Achshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.